This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So for those of you just tuning in, earlier we had talked about the case of the FDA versus Samuel Girard, and I had pulled up a detailed accounting of what happened in the trial, because all we have in the news are like two paragraphs saying right. He was found guilty of making this Amish farmer basically making a medicine, or what he considered to be a medicine,
right.
But the FDA was very upset about.
Found guilty of being guilty.
Yeah, we can get into that coming up here in moments, but we were just discussing the bread
Venezuela.
War. Yeah, there's a war
Plan
on bread.
700.
Well, actually, the government in Venezuela would have you believe that it's actually the bread makers who are engaging in an economic war against the country.
Right, and that's actually what Maduro has said, is it's the bread makers that are, you know, waging an economic war.
Right, which is part of a...
trying to undermine, or rather destabilize, the country.
And that kind of viewpoint of his is not new. This is sort of his refrain. This is what he comes back to time and time again,
right.
Saying that, the United States is engaging in this economic war against us. And
right. It's like that old song, second verse, same as the first.
Yeah. Because you want to blame somebody else, right? You don't want to accept any responsibility as the politician who's running this country, you know, this government
right.
in Venezuela, which is a dismal failure. Oh, no. He's doing everything he can for the Venezuelan people. It's these other people, the bread makers.
The bread makers, the toy shop owners,
right.
the fill-in-the-blank.
They're trying
to
undermine us.
The farmers, because remember, they were conscripting people to go farm because the farmers weren't actually, you know, farming enough.
Well, because they can't own their own crops, they can't decide what crops to plant, they have to do what the government says.
And even if they do own their own crops and decide what to plant, the government decides how much they get paid, so
yeah.
You remove any incentive to actually do anything.
And one of the other people that Maduro, the president of Venezuela, had accused of being part of this conspiracy to undermine the government, this war against the government, this economic war, was the owner of, I believe it was Pilar, the owner of the company that's like one of the biggest grocers and importers of food. And so this guy's job is to feed people and keep people from, you know, not starving, give them options, and the government has basically stripped, you know, any ability for him to do that.
And then,
through their exchange rate.
You had mentioned earlier Dollar Today.
That's
Nicolas
correct.
Maduro has said that
That's
the
right.
man that lives in Hoover, Alabama,
Home Depot,
is the reason for the inflated currency, because
right.
he's running a website telling people what the black market exchange rate is of the Bolivar Fuerte.
Yeah.
He's the strong reason. Bolivar.
A webmaster. A webmaster is the reason why the currency is inflating, according to the president of Venezuela.
Yes.
That's how insane all of this is. I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Well, the crazy part is that they're making it illegal to stand in line for bread. And then, again, the president of the Industrial Flour Union said that, they want to do spot checks to make sure we're not carrying illegal products. Yeah, just open up the pantries. Every one of my bakers
That's
will pass
bad.
Because they don't have anything in the pantries.
Story from the Miami Herald again. Another fresh news from Venezuela here. This published just a few days ago. Bicycles, coffee, medicine, cell phones, aerospace components, petroleum, milk, hotels. Venezuela's state-run companies are producing a dizzying array of products and services as the socialist administration has morphed into a sprawling conglomerate that would be the envy of any capitalist. except it wouldn't because they are failing miserably, as you'll find out here.
Yes.
The nonprofit Transparency International says it has identified at least 511 companies that are either wholly or majority owned by the government of Venezuela, and 70% of them are losing money, potentially adding to Venezuela's economic meltdown. The sheer numbers of companies under state control seems to put Venezuela in a class of its own, said the group. Brazil, which has about six times the population of Venezuela, has 130 state-run companies, and Argentina, a third larger than Venezuela, has 52. Mercedes de Freitas, the director of the Venezuelan branch of Transparency International, says, quote, "We started this study because nobody really knows how many companies that the state is running. The state has invaded every sector imaginable." And if you are running a business in Venezuela, it's just because of the whims of the politicians that you're still allowed to run it.
Yes.
It's just because you've gotten lucky and they've decided that they don't want to come in and raid your business or nationalize it.
Yet.
Right. And maybe you've been paying bribes or something to make sure that they don't come in and raid your business. I mean, can you imagine you're a business owner, Chris? You run ThinkPenguin.com. You've spent how many years now? When did you start ThinkPenguin?
2008.
So almost a decade of your life you have poured into this. I mean, you're there every single day. You know, you've got orders coming in. You're fulfilling orders. You're doing deals with the manufacturers. I mean, you're grinding away daily running ThinkPenguin.com.
Yep.
Your nose is deep into it. It's not like you've got a huge staff of people. You're doing a lot of this work, and you've spent a lot of time and effort. Can you imagine how you would feel if the government came, knocked on your door, and said, "This is ours now"?
I feel like they already do.
Really?
I mean, to a degree, yeah. I mean,
like, what kind of degree? Like, what do you mean?
I mean, all the taxes and everything else that, you know, that are being paid to the U.S. government.
Sure. But that's still not like a majority.
It's not 100% of it, obviously,
right.
But it's still a very large percent of it.
And taxes are objectionable. There's no doubt.
Yeah,
We don't like taxes on Free Talk Live.
I can only imagine. I think probably the better way to say it, Ian, is to say going from maybe 50% to 90% or something along those lines. And yeah, I would be, I'm already outraged.
Well, how about beyond just taxes, them making all the decisions for you? I mean, it's one thing to be taxed because then you're still running the business how you want to run it for the most part.
For the most part, there are, and you know, I think your field is a little more open, but there are certain fields that are heavily regulated.
Sure.
And
healthcare.
I read something not too long ago where it said,
"You think, Darold, but the FCC has shut us down in certain product lineups already,
right.
So I'm not so sure anymore."
A lot of electronics have to go through some level of FCC approval.
Yeah. I read something not too long ago that said for a small business owner, the government is like a silent partner that takes 40% of the profits and adds nothing
and contributed
else to
nothing.
The, and contributed nothing.
Oh, I think it's more than that. I mean, because they dictate, there's so many regulations and things that they dictate. And I say that, you know, our field is not that regulated, but the reality is it's actually quite regulated. If you ever try to export anything or if you do anything, I mean, just about everything. There's so many regulations all over the place. That a field that's basically supposedly unregulated, and it's not.
So, when you say exporting something, do you mean like large pallets full of products, or just shipping something to somebody in the UK?
Great story. Okay, so we had Wi-Fi adapters. We sell lots of Wi-Fi adapters, and we had a company
imported from China.
Yeah,
right.
And we want to export these Wi-Fi adapters. Well, in order to export these Wi-Fi adapters, there's all these regulations because of encryption. And anyway, so we actually had shipped a Wi-Fi adapter to this company that's in the business of exporting, they're in the business of exporting product, basically. That's their expertise. And they came to us about regulations in regard to encryption and filling out all this paperwork, and I'm thinking, we've never done this before. And the thing is, we didn't have to. And the only reason we didn't have to was because we don't ship the software on the device itself. Software, which does the encryption, is actually what the user already has that software.
So the user is uploading the software to
the software. Well, no. So the way GNU Linux works is the driver is already in the distribution. It's already at the operating system level. Mm-hmm. So we don't actually ship any software, and the software is the regulated part as far as the export regulations go. But if we were any other kind of business, we would have these regulations that we would have to comply with. And trying to explain this to this export company, they just couldn't understand that.
They're like, well, you got to fill this out too.
Yeah.
Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. More on Venezuela. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, but the government's probably not going to be solving that problem. I know they want you to think that they're going to make things better, but they're the ones who caused the problems with healthcare in the first place, so don't look to them for a solution. You got to look to other people that actually care about healthcare, like HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They will give you freedom from health insurance and give you a proactive health assessment daily if you like, as well as no charge, 24-hour access to doctors like traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage, plus medical information card that you get to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out right now at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You'll love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. Gene is on the line in Kentucky, listening online. Hello, Gene.
Hello, I'm calling about Sam, the Amish man.
Yeah, Sam Girod, the Amish man who was found guilty on 13 counts that none of the counts had actually involved actually harming anyone for making a chickweed salve for 20 years, and the federal government came after him hard for it. Are you familiar with the case?
Yes, I found out about it on our RBN website, and I was thoroughly ashamed to be a Kentuckian.
Okay, so this happened in Kentucky then, all right.
Well, I'm not sure. I bought his product in Kentucky. I didn't know it was his product. I bought it a while back, and I used it last night. It worked fine. But anyway.
So what is a chickweed salve supposed to be used for?
Oh, it's, I don't have it with me right now. It's another one. It's for skin disorders, maybe poison ivy, a cut, an abrasion. That's what it said on the label.
So it's just like a soothing thing? Is that the idea?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Made from comfy and chickweed, things like that. And I bought it at an Amish store because I wasn't a whole lot of money, maybe $10, $15, you know, whatever. But anyway, so I heard about it, and so I've been upset since, and I've told a few people because a lot of people just eyes just glaze over. But,
yeah, we don't have the best connection on your phone. I don't know if you're talking directly.
Really, I've got a landline phone.
Okay, it's better now. You were maybe you just weren't talking directly into the handset.
Yeah,
it sounded
course,
a little bit better there.
A little loose, yeah. But anyways, I wrote a letter to the judge, and I told him that the man should be let loose. There are really toxic drugs out there that are a lot worse, do worse to the body. And I believe in herbs, and I buy from the Amish quite often, their produce and stuff. They're not too far.
Well, you know, at this point, writing a letter to the judge is about all that you can do to help. So that was a good thing that you did there, because sentencing is coming up in June.
And I just saw something. Apparently, he's facing 48 years.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous. I mean, like one lady said, the health nut lady said you can kill somebody and get out of jail before that.
Yeah, you absolutely can. Gene, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
That's nothing like the impression that I got.
What do you mean?
As far as, like, curing cancer and stuff. I mean, like, that gave me the impression that it was... I mean, this is nothing.
Yeah, it's just a chickweed salve.
Yeah, like, this is just like an ointment. Like, wow.
But it may, I think the label did say at some point cures cancer, but... Yeah.
Specifically skin cancer. I've got another article pulled up, and there was a reference to skin cancer. So it wasn't, rub this on and it will get rid of colon cancer. Specifically mentioned...
It'll clear out your lungs.
Skin cancer.
Right. But regardless, you know, they're serious about this stuff. Yeah, they want to protect the medical industry from competition. That's really what this is all about. Now, I mean, 48 years is just an insane idea as far as what, you know, he might be sentenced with. And if enough people write the judge, maybe the judge will be lenient on this guy. I mean, it's possible that he could be sentenced to time served, you know?
Possible.
How long
Very
is he
unlikely.
Already?
He's been in for probably a couple months or a month or so. So pre-trial, they had arrested him, I think, earlier this year at his home.
And apparently, and I don't think this was mentioned in the article that you read, the investigation went back to 2001. So they've been investigating this guy for 16 years.
How much money have they spent on this investigation
trial? Why did it take so long?
Well, they got to build their case.
Because you had a reference to skin cancer on your label, and the FDA did not approve that.
Well, that doesn't answer why it took so long, but yeah. I mean, this is the government.
Well, because he changed the label, and then he said, is this okay? And then I've got an article from the Kentucky Free Press that says between 2001 and 2004, Sam was visited several times by FDA agents. When he asked the agents what was an acceptable label, no one would give him an answer. He did not receive any further communications until 2012. In January 2012, so 8 years after his last encounter with the FDA.
Yeah, and you figure you're okay, right?
Someone called the FDA and reported that a store in Missouri was selling chickweed healing salve and that medical claims were being made. The FDA confiscated the products from the store and opened case number 4:12-CV-00362-GAF. You will find a link, and then they...
So thanks to whoever that snitch was, basically. Somebody probably in the medical industry had seen that product, and, I need to report this. Like, I'm a good little government slave.
Yep.
I'm going to call this in.
And they say the FDA has
jurisdiction
over things that are sold across state lines. They tested of Sam's products and confirmed that they contained no drugs at all. The products are made of all-natural, non-drug ingredients. The indictment mentions Sam's comfrey, which he grew on his property, and how dangerous it is. It also was tested and found to be perfectly safe with no pyrrolizidine alkaloids. Comfrey salve is sold everywhere, including Amazon, and there's a link to where you can buy it on Amazon.
Buy something like his product or his actual product?
Comfrey salve. So let me pull up to see. There are several variants from Creation Farm, Dr. Christopher's Formula, Herb Farm, the Naturally, and then... goes on to talk about the black salve. The FDA takes particular exception to something called Two More Gone.
It's was his brand, right?
T-O-M-O-R-G-O-N-E. The black salve that Sam makes. They may not like it, but it's perfectly legal. It's not a drug, and it's used by millions of people worldwide. And sold on Amazon, and they've got a link to that as well. And again, they didn't like the fact that he mentioned skin cancer previously, but had removed it.
Mm-hmm.
In 2013, the FDA claimed to have a tumor gone victim in Missouri. A federal judge put an injunction on Sam saying that he could not sell black salve ever again.
Oh.
By the way, the alleged victim was not produced at the hearing and is still not identified.
Of course. This is so typical. And you're supposed to be able to confront your accuser, right?
Where's the harm? Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Where's the victim? Put him on the stand. This is Free Talk Live. There's more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us right here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype into the show. And Skype username lrn.fm. Something you need to buy on Amazon? Just start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Make your purchases through shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will benefit. We'll get a portion of the purchase price. It's that simple. It's the same great Amazon experience that you're used to with the huge selection and Super Saver shipping and Prime and all that. It's just that when you enter through our link, shop.freetalklive.com, and there's three Amazon links once you go there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. So you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Going to your phone calls and thoughts. Daryl, you've got more you want to share from the Amish story here in moments.
Including the conditions on the injunction that were placed on Sam Gerard.
Let's get into that here in a bit. But first, Michael is on the line via Skype, I believe, in New Hampshire. Michael.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Thank you. I want to talk about Bitcoin, if I may.
Oh, yes. One of our favorite topics.
All right, I want to let you know that today was a good day in the history of Bitcoin because I believe the stalemate has been broken. The stalemate of this last 6 months or so, where there are upcoming protocol improvements that were blocked by some miners, so-called SegWit, segregated witness. And what happened today is that the exchanges got together and released a statement saying that the Bitcoin of the last 8 years, Satoshi Core compatible client, is what they're going to be calling Bitcoin. And anything else that splits the chain, hard forks, they're going to call an altcoin, alternate coin, and they're going to label it as such.
I actually had that story here tonight from Coindesk.com. A group of nearly 20 Bitcoin exchanges has released contingency plans in the event that the Bitcoin network splits in two. They are planning to list Bitcoin Unlimited, which is the competitor to the Bitcoin Core software, as they would an alternative cryptocurrency. According to the statement, BU is an alternate implementation of the Bitcoin software that seeks to expand the block size in an effort to scale the network's capacity. They said they will be listing the BU asset under the name BTU or XBU, and in the event of the network split, which they say collectively may be inevitable. Let's see here. The strategy's emergence comes amid escalating tension among those advocating for different scaling directions and signals that some are taking the prospect of a network split seriously. It also follows statements from some in the exchange sector that preparation for such an outcome are being made. And the Bitcoin price, just after this news came out, tumbled by over $100 today.
So let me see if I understand this correctly.
Yeah.
And I kind of understand what's going on, so if I'm a little confused, other people probably are really confused.
Yeah.
So there's, right now, the Bitcoin software, and there's a bunch of different variations of that that people are running. So there's the Bitcoin Core, the Bitcoin Unlimited, there's the SegWit, and a couple other
Now, SegWit's not its own software. SegWit is a proposal to modify the Bitcoin Core software that people, the miners, have to opt into. And Michael, please correct me if I'm wrong on any of this.
There are nodes which are nodes people run at home mainly, and the Bitcoin Core runs on those nodes, and SegWit's been part of it since release 13, which is probably a year ago. It needs to become active if miners and the ecosystem is ready, so miners needs to signal the readiness for it.
Right, and right now about 30% or 27%, last time I looked, of the miners have signaled for SegWit.
Right, and about 32% have signaled for Bitcoin Unlimited,
right,
based on what I saw.
So right now there's not enough of a consensus
right,
at all to do anything.
Two, possibly three different softwares that people are running.
Yeah, Bitcoin Core is the original Bitcoin software. Bitcoin Unlimited is the new big competitor.
Yes.
And then there's also an older one called Bitcoin Classic that really doesn't have any foothold at all.
And, you know, even though you're saying that SegWit is on, you know, the latest version of Bitcoin Core, not everybody running Bitcoin Core is running the latest version because
that's
there's,
true.
You know, a guarantee that somebody has not updated.
Absolutely.
So there's three, maybe four or more softwares that people are running.
Sure.
And what the statement from the exchanges was, if Bitcoin Unlimited reaches a certain threshold,
at least 50%,
then
of the miners,
we're going to treat that as not Bitcoin.
Well, that's what it sounds like here. I mean, I haven't read their actual statements.
Even though Bitcoin Unlimited in the protocol and even the Bitcoin Core has something of, you know, if certain things happen after a certain percentage, then there's what's called a hard fork and everybody goes to the thing. So
there might be
a period of time to where Bitcoin Unlimited is a separate coin from Bitcoin.
That would be the hard fork.
Might wind up merging back into the same coin at some point.
No, if once this forks, it's there are going to be two bitcoins, and that is
so
you know, scary
it'll be
idea.
Like Ether and Ether Classic, and now Ether Prime or whatever the new thing
sound
is.
Like a good thing.
No, it doesn't sound like a good thing. I don't think. I mean, I don't want to see Bitcoin hard fork, but this seems like we're at an impasse as far as there's these two camps of people who you know are very politically motivated. Ultimately, like there's the camp of people.
And then
go ahead, Michael.
Let me try to explain maybe. So there's the Bitcoin protocol, which is the core. This is what the core node is running, and all the compatible nodes in the world are running the protocol. Bitcoin Unlimited is a copy of Bitcoin Core with some checks removed and things like that.
Right.
So at this point, all the nodes, Bitcoin Unlimited nodes, are trying to emulate Bitcoin Core nodes because they want to be on the same network. But once they start breaking those rules that the Bitcoin Core nodes find invalid, they're going to be on their own chain, and it'll be an altcoin, which exchanges will list those that will list it as an altcoin. So it will not be confused with the Bitcoin, and that's a great thing for
users.
Will
be confused with the Bitcoin. I mean, that's one of the problems here with this hard fork. So when Bitcoin splits, there's going to be you have to have at least 50% of the miners for this hard fork to even happen in the first place.
No. A hard fork, anybody can create a hard fork. That's how you got the 700 altcoins right now.
Okay, but I mean hard forking off of Bitcoin. I mean, you're talking about half of the mining power would be leaving Bitcoin and going into this Bitcoin Unlimited. So you would then have two products calling themselves Bitcoin in the marketplace. It is going to be a nightmare to try to explain this to businesses. We've got businesses here in Keene that take Bitcoin.
The exchanges got together and decided that the Bitcoin Core protocol is the Bitcoin, and the Unlimited project is something else. They're going to list it as an altcoin.
Let me ask this question.
Just avoid the confusion.
I've got an Airbits wallet on my phone.
Right.
Is that Bitcoin? Is that Bitcoin Unlimited? Could I send Bitcoin to a Bitcoin Unlimited address?
You cannot send it to...
There's nothing that supports Bitcoin Unlimited right now. The only piece of software in the world...
Antpool is putting 75% of their hash rate behind Bitcoin Unlimited. There's other
They're the biggest miner, right, Antpool?
But there's no support for it. All the wallets, all the Bitcoin machines, all the exchanges, all the, mobile wallets, everything runs Bitcoin protocol. They validate the rules as much as they can, the hardware wallets, everything runs on the Bitcoin protocol. Once you start doing unlimited stuff with checks removed, there's only one piece of code, which is the Bitcoin Unlimited node
that
can run it.
Let me ask this follow-up question. If there is this thing to where they're like, oh, nope, Bitcoin Unlimited is a completely different thing, will it still take an hour to wind up getting confirmations, and will my miner fees still be 45, 50, 60 cents?
Hang on, Michael. Hang on. We're going to continue this here in moments. 855, 450 free. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health.
To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
We are talking about the controversial hard fork potential, very real potential for Bitcoin. What does that mean? It means that the world's most popular and successful cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, this amazing decentralized thing that we all love so much here on Free Talk Live. All of us are Bitcoin users that are on the air here. Could become two. There could be two Bitcoins. And there's a big fight behind the scenes in Bitcoin, and it's ugly. As far as like,
and it's been going on for years.
It's an ugly fight, and they're fighting over the direction that Bitcoin should go. One camp says Bitcoin needs to be this, you know, store of value that's only used for high dollar transactions, and the fees need to be high. Another camp says no, that's not Satoshi Nakamoto's vision, the creator of Bitcoin, that Bitcoin should be usable for microtransactions as well as big transactions, and the fees need to be low, like the Bitcoin always was for many years. And there's this big kind of philosophical battle. The people who believe in the high fees and the censorship, they're the ones who have actually taken control of the Bitcoin protocol. And Michael's on the line in New Hampshire. Michael, you seem to be on the side of the people who are in charge of Bitcoin Core. You want to see the high fees continue. Is that right?
Oh, no, no. I don't believe anybody says Bitcoin should not be used for microtransactions or the fees have to be high. I do not say that.
I bet you that we can find people who say those things who are associated with Bitcoin Core.
Maybe they'll call in. But
doubtful.
But the way to move forward to lower the fees to relieve the stress in the network has been developed in the last year or so. It's been actually tested for a year, the segregated witness. It provides immediate relief. It doubles the size of the block, potentially quadruples it. All it needs to be activated, really. So the statement from the exchanges today brings clarity to the users. That's why I'm happy about it. It will avoid confusion, I believe. They say that the Unlimited project will be listed as an altcoin, and they have a condition for the Unlimited project if they want to be listed on the exchange.
And what's the condition?
The condition is that it has to be labeled as such, and it has to have the two-way replay protection, meaning that since they are starting from the same UTXO base, which is the transaction, same database, same blockchain, a private key that works on one blockchain, if there will be a fork, a private key that works on one blockchain will be able to move coins on the other blockchain.
And that would also mean that the addresses would be the same too, right? Because when you've got when you've got Bitcoin, for those that don't know, you get this really long string of letters and numbers that is unique identifying address for you. That's the public key. Behind the scenes, you have a private key that gives you access to the Bitcoins that are in that account. Normally, with altcoins, which are these alternatives to Bitcoin, most of which, the 99% of them have been based on the Bitcoin code. There's other ones like Monero that weren't, but most of them are variants of Bitcoin, basically. But they changed it to where their addresses are different. They're just different setups for how those strings of numbers.
So, Litecoin, which was probably one of the
first
altcoins. All of theirs start with the letter L.
Right. Bitcoin start with the number 1 or the number 3, depending on a couple of different factors. And so that means that if Bitcoin hard forks into two Bitcoins, one Bitcoin Unlimited, one Bitcoin Original or Bitcoin Core, then the same address that you have will be existing on both of those blockchains at that point. And you'll have, if you have Bitcoin right now, if you have one Bitcoin and this Bitcoin hard fork happens, you'll then have one Bitcoin and you'll have one Bitcoin Unlimited. So you'll actually end up having both of the different currencies.
Correct.
Now, Daryl, you'd asked some questions. I'm sorry to interrupt, Michael, but I just remembered you asked some questions before you went to break
So if Bitcoin Unlimited becomes an altcoin and then Bitcoin has the SegWit, will there still be the high transaction fees?
Well, if you double the size of the block, you can cram twice as many transactions into it, so the cost per transaction will come down.
Right. See, I hadn't heard anything that SegWit was going to be doubling the block size. I didn't hear anything about that because that's the Bitcoin Unlimited people's biggest objection is that the block size needs to grow.
SegWit doesn't actually double the block size. It has an effective doubling by removing certain information from the transaction.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you get between 2 and 4 megabytes for at best to pretty much right away based on the current transaction volume.
I remember there's something being negative about SegWit I didn't like, and I don't remember what it was.
I read an article today that says it's just an absolute mess. The code is terrible. There's a lot of opinions out there about this stuff, and so far less than 30% of the miners have indicated support for it, and they need to hit 95%.
I still think there needs to be something, and I think Lightning Network is the closest to what I would like to see.
That I read about today says it's centralization.
And again, I don't know if that's exactly what I'm thinking, but there needs to be something to where the transactions are instantly confirmed and not dependent on the block reward.
You need to have a different coin then, because Bitcoin has always had the sort of 10-minute long transaction confirmation time. The Lightning network,
but now it's like an hour and a half, two hours,
right? Because the network's overloaded. But
won't this solve that problem?
The Lightning Network?
No. Bitcoin, Segwit and Bitcoin Unlimited. Don't both of them solve
the
problem?
They're both saying that they're solving the problem, and then the supporters of each say that the other one doesn't solve the problem.
The Lightning Network thing is supposed to be also part of the Bitcoin Core thing. So there's the Segwit, and then there's also this Lightning Network, which, from what I was reading today, actually will be introducing centralization into this whole thing. There's an interesting article.
Doesn't sound good.
There's an interesting article by somebody who's obviously a Bitcoin Unlimited supporter, who's saying that there's this company called Blockstream that is pushing this Bitcoin Core, these changes, and that they've been funded by like $100 million by some big bank.
Yikes.
Which sounds pretty scary, Michael.
Okay. It's worked for 8 years.
No, but Blockstream hasn't been in charge for 8 years. This is a new group that has come into to play, and they've basically taken over the Bitcoin Core software.
It's the same people who've been developing it for years, five or
more. No, it's not the same people. Gavin Andreessen and Mike Hearn are not involved in developing Bitcoin anymore.
Because they didn't follow the original Bitcoin improvement protocols.
Gavin was the selectee of Satoshi Nakamoto. He chose Gavin as the person to lead the project. Now he's been shut out.
Bitcoin did not originally have a block size limit. So to say anybody's not following the vision of Satoshi, it would be the people that instituted the block limit.
Let me correct a few things. Gavin was not chosen by Satoshi. Only on his word he was chosen by Satoshi. The block size limit was put in by Satoshi. There were effective limits due to database design of about 1 megabyte. There were effective limits of 32 megabytes due to the messaging size limits in the original client. And then Satoshi put in the 1 megabyte limit.
I think that's right. If I'm not mistaken, wasn't it security related?
It was to protect against spam transactions.
Right. Yeah.
Because, people will feel it with garbage.
So there's a bunch of, people who, like you're saying, Daryl, these two sides are very contentious. I just wish something would change, personally.
Right.
I don't know enough about SegWit or the Lightning Network. I've read some scary things about them, but people also write scary things about increasing the block size. So it's like, what's the right direction? I don't know. Forward? Something?
Today's the day that we'll move it all forward. Besides Lightning Network, there are other improvements such as Schnorr signatures, which allow one signature for all the inputs. So when you have a huge kilobyte transaction, the signatures will not take as much space anymore.
So,
but SegWit is needed for that.
And then the next question I have is, what happens with, say, I don't know, BitPay or any of these other companies that are built off of Bitcoin?
So the original Bitcoin protocol, that's actually, I can give you some other fun numbers here.
We don't have time, unfortunately, but okay. I would say that BitPay is likely going to stick with Bitcoin. I mean, that's kind of where they've been for the whole time.
Article from news.bitcoin.com that said at least Coinbase said that they would list something that forked off.
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know if BitPay was on the list of the companies on this statement today. We're out of time. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube.
6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.